and welcome to another edition of Vigems with me, Yudalee Wickham-Ashby. And as has promised a few weeks ago, I have Veronica Jones back in the studio with me to continue our conversation about her life story, where she has come from and where she's at right now, and what she is looking forward to in the future. Welcome back to Vigems, Veronica.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, Veronica, the last time we chatted, you shared about acquiring your disability through having a stroke shortly after your first pregnancy and the efforts you made with the support of your mother, your husband, and friends to really recuperate, rehabilitate yourself, and continue along life's journey. So we saw your spirit of determination and the goals you set for yourself, as well as, you know, working towards having a driver's license, which was, again, a really almost impossible goal for some people to consider. And then you went on to university. So let us pick up there in terms of sharing what your university experience was like.
It was a bittersweet moment because having the stroke, I lost memory. And when gaining it back, it wasn't speedily. It takes years to get back my memory fully. And it affected my right side, as I told you. So I have to train the left side to write. It sort of left me in a depression because I could not write a letter. And the fact that I am a fashion designer too. So when I went to see how I could train the left hand to cut, I realized that it cannot cut. And it really had me. It's like, I don't have a career. I cannot write. What am I going to do? And before I reached university, I decided to go back at Springer to do some subjects because I did have some subjects, but it was not enough to carry me to university. So I went back to Springer and I did biology and office practice and office procedure. And it was very hard because I could not remember. I could have grasped a teacher telling me, but when I got home, because I have to look for the children after they go to bed, I have to go through what I've learned today. And it wasn't easy, even though I have the textbook to remember. So I remember I have the university at the forefront of my mind. And the time was coming up for the biology exam. I have studied for a year and I told the teacher I want to go for the biology exam. He said, no, biology is 2 years. I said, but I don't want to put off going to university. She said, I teach for 2 years. You are not ready. And plus, you are not remembering the words. And you know that in biology, you have some big words. And mm-hmm. I said, I think I can do it. The teacher said, I don't want you to think. I want you to know if you are fit to do the CXC examination. I said, I want to do the CXC examination in biology. She told me that you're not ready. Anyway, I tell myself I can't do it. So I go down to Ministry of Education and I pay for the biology exam to be taken after 1 year of study. And I started to push myself to remember the things in it. And this time my husband wasn't here. My husband was in Cayman Islands. And I pushing myself. Time come for the exam. They give me a room by myself because I am physically challenged and I needed a writer. So they provided a writer. And I sat down in the room, very nervous. I prayed and I calmed myself. And because I know that it makes no sense praying and fretting, you can't pray and fret at the same time. So I said, Lord, into your hands I commit myself. Who you think walked through the door for my writer? The same teacher who tell me I'm not ready. Oh, my Lord, everything to me gone a wire. And she came in, she said, good morning, Veronica. I said, good morning, ma'am. She sat down, she said, you are ready for this exam? I said, I think I am ready. She said, you think you are ready or are you ready? I said, I am ready. And she started asking some questions. And for the life of me, I can't remember them. And I started praying. I started praying. And then I make an attempt to answer. And she said, okay, so how do you spell that word? And those were so long words. And I tried spelling them. And at the end of the exam, I asked her, Miss, how did I do? She said, let's hope for the second paper because it's not one paper. She said, you have a week to study for the second paper. And I started studying. And I have the children. I have to look for them. They come first, not my exam. So I have to make sure everything is okay with them before I go and study. And so when they gone to sleep, I started studying. And get up in the morning. And I was telling at the Barbados Workers Union where I get up and decided to do some things to help myself because I can't just live like that, depending on when my husband have money to send cross. So I made novelties of Barbados. So probably some people who are hearing my voice, they would have bought some things to put up in their house. And I tell friends and them things at credit union. And I was sitting down there one day and one of my pastor's wife passed through and she said, you are here, Celine? I said, yes. She said, what do you plan to do with your life? I said, I want to go to university. She said, what do you want to go to university to do? I said, psychology. She said, Veronica, when I listen to your testimony, I see you as a social worker. You know what is a social worker? I said, no. She said, go home and read up about it. I went home and I read up about it. And I said, yes, that's me. That is me for truth. So I said, I am going to pass that biology exam. I must get to UWE to do social work. So when the exam come, I took the exam. And at the end, when the result came out, I was in the classroom and the teacher started to announce those who have got through the exam. He said, class, you wouldn't believe it. Veronica passed the exam. I said, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. And the other two exams, I passed them too. And that's how now I sent up because I signed up for UWE before because I went to Open Campus and I did counseling and I pass and I sign up for UWE and I send in the pass for that and I send in the pass for the CXC and I got you to go to UWE. I was so happy. Mind you, I'm going to UWE, but I don't have a cent. I don't have no money, but I know I'm going to UWE. And I usually go to Mission ASI Mission 2000 in the Adventist Church. It's a group of young people who goes away and do missionary work. They build houses and I put my children in it. And they witness to people and they do peer grouping where you talk to them about life, values and different things. So I put my children in it. So I used to go away every year in the July. And I guess, again, many people remember seeing a disabled person at the gas station every year asking for donation. This is me. And some people would have given me, some people would have said things that made me embarrassed, but I still continue because I know what I was doing it for. I remember one day a lady see me and she said, you retarded. You're doing out here. You're pretending that something is wrong with you. That really had me, but then I brush it off and I continue. And a lady called me one day and she said to me, you walk so? Are you pretending to walk so? And I said, you're selling that to me for a dollar? After that, I just shake it off and I continue. And I went to mission for 14 years. So while I was in mission that year, I had sent in my thing to UWE. I've sent off a scholarship from the government because they give you scholarship. And I sent off a scholarship for the year. And I was hoping, but I went to mission and I was planning that when I come home, I am going to UWE because I want to get my scholarship. And when I get home, as I push the key in the door and open it, I see this white envelope on the floor, and it was from the government, from the Ministry of I don't remember what it is. And I opened it, and there it was, the scholarship for UWE that here. And I said, praise God. And you know that every single year I sent in for scholarship, and every year I go to mission and I came with the same thing. When I open the door, the scholarship is right there on the floor. I mean, it happens just like that every single year. And I said, praise God.
Veronica, yes, tell us about the UEA experience. What was it really like when you got into the university?
When I got in there, I felt so good because when I saw the first time when everybody came into the hall and they started to address the student, I felt so good to be at university. It's like, Lord, I'm ready to learn. And I have this power that was in me that at the end of the first exam, I got back 2 A's because I did 2 courses. I got back 2 A's. And I said, thank God, to God be the glory. But the thing about it is that I have a writer. I always have a writer for the exams. And the writer would not know nothing about the subject that I'm taking. So they can't even help me if I have a problem. They would read the questions and I would try to see how much I understand the question then to answer it. But in thinking about understanding the question and all of that, by the time I finish, I can't remember what the answer, and I would sit down there and 10 minutes pass and I can't do the exam. And sometimes the Lord sent me someone who believes in him. And they would say, let us pray, Veronica. And the person would pray for me. And just as I finished praying, it's like a miracle. I just start to remember what I want to put on the paper. But it was a hard, hard, hard time for me when it come on to exam. The students treat me real nice in my classroom. They love me. I mean, yes, there's a balance when they acknowledge that you have a challenge, but they don't treat you as if a challenge is a problem. When it come on to group work, I would be in the group. I would do my researches. And I might have a challenge in putting my words together and we would just work it out. And sometime when they have exam at you, you should have studied the work already, but you have half an hour to answer the exam when they give you that test. And it's like, you have to be good with the computer to go back on the internet and come back and answer the question. And the student that was with me, they were so, amicable. They would come as a group and they would SWAT and they would study that exam. And I remember in that case, I'm audio. So I remember more things by being audio than being visual. So by them studying around me and giving the answers to the questions, and I am able to do it with them, I was able then to do that thing in half an hour. And I remember one time, one of his students, her name is Annalise. When everybody answering the question as a group, everybody have a chance to go on the computer and they will help each other. And I could not remember the first question. And that gave me a downfall to go to the second question. She said, is that like, she said, we can go back and check back over the question and then answer the ones then where you cannot remember. Because the minute going, because you can see the minute going on the computer. And because of that, it started getting, it had me just watching the minute. And she said, Veronica, let me tell you what, we're going to go home fast. You drive. We're going to go home fast to your house because I live just above the UEA. We won't miss the time. I'm going to help you. I'm going to take you away from around everybody. I said, thank God for that. God of angels. And she came home and we're going and she put the computer fast, fast. And then we go, when we breathe in now, she said, just calm down. We still have some minutes. We still have some minutes. We can do it. We can do it, Veronica. We can go through it. And she said, just calm down. Remember we were in the group. You remember what we said. You remember all the things. And I said, yes, I can remember some things. She said, just calm down. And Annalise, I mean, she haven't done her exam, you know. She haven't done that. And that would be some minutes to 9 o'clock in the night. But we have until 12 o'clock to close off. But because I've gone and opened mine, then my time going on fast. And she take her time with me, man. And she said, do you remember the answer for that one? And I said, I'm trying. But you have choices. So you choose the answer. Multiple choice. So it sort of make you bring back your memory because of the words that are there. And I was able to finish the exam. And you would have gotten your score at the same time you finish. And when I finished the exam, I got 90-something%. I said, Jesus! That's not me. That is not me who did that exam. It's you who did that exam, not me. And that I tell you that it was at a bittersweet because the nervousness and all of that, what I went through, right? And then when it was time for practicum, before I remember one time I went to an exam and I just couldn't remember nothing. nothing. The lady prayed with me, just gonna get it. But at that time, I was taking care of my mother-in-law. She had Alzheimer. And because I was spending so much time with her, I couldn't get time to study as much I want to study. But I put her first before my exam. I was studying, but nothing was seen. And I went in for the exam, and the lady asked me, are you ready? I said, no, I'm not ready, but the exam is here, and I have to take this exam. Sat down there, we prayed, and then she asked me the first question, nothing would come to mind. She asked me the second question, nothing would come to mind. She said, you want to go out and walk, and then you come back in? I went home and I walked. I said, Father, it makes no sense going in there, no, because I can't remember anything. I went back in there, sat down beside her. She goes through this thing again. I said, you know what? I'm not remembering nothing. She said, you still have time, because they would give me like half an hour more than anybody else. So I sit down the whole time and nothing came to mind. And I failed that exam. I failed 2 exams. I cried. Because I wanted to finish, I want to graduate with my class. But anyway, I went back and I do about the same 2 exams that term. And I was doing like 3 courses per term. And this time I decided that those them 2. And after I finished with those 2, whatever was left, I said, you see me? I'm going to do 1 exam, 1 course I'm doing per term. And I did that, I get through with them. And then I decided to increase it back to 2. And I did that and I get through with it. And then the practicum came, and I was good at the practicum because that's where I love to meet people and love to. And I was good. I was sent to NAB, and I work along with the homeless shelter, and I did wonderful work down there. I work with them. I do counseling, and I do a lot of things with them. I build cupboards for each of them to put their food and their beds in and the clothes in. And then when the day for the exam, I made it. I graduated with the class as I wanted. The Lord helped me to graduate with the class. So I finished the course altogether, graduate. The day of graduation, I was walking up the aisles. I'm going very slow. The whole place waiting on me. And when I reached up to the vice chancellor, he turned to me and said, turn around and shake and wave to your classmates. And I turned around. When I turn around, the whole place, they stand up and they give me a standing a breath. I felt so good. And I said to myself, my intention when I graduate was to go back by NAB and write my CV to get a job at NAB to work along with disabled and homeless or with the senior. But when I saw the crowd, I said, you know what? I would like people who have a challenge like me, who are disabled, are physically challenged to feel the way I feel today. And my mind turned from going out working in the system. I just want to do freelance. I just want to make entrepreneurs. I have a zeal. And when I graduate, I signed up to do the course at the Ministry of Agriculture, and I did agriculture. And so today I have my garden and I have a virtual class with people who are challenged, who have a disability, you know, and I'm ready now to do a practicum for them to come and do the practical what they have learned. And my aim for the future is to go and back to UA to do a master's in agronomy so I could know more about plants, the science of plants, and that's what I want to do for myself in the future and to make entrepreneur. I see myself as an asset, not a liability. And I would like even somebody to sponsor me to go and do the agronomy. I would love to get a sponsor to go and do it. And the garden is here. It just wants some more things. And I'm asking for a donation to get pipes to set the pace for the participant to come and we're comfortable. Some don't have legs, some don't have arms, you know, and they have a lot of challenges. And I would just like to let the place be more friendly for the disabled who is going to come and do the practice at this garden. The name of the charity is The Incubator. And The Incubator brings life to your dreams. It helped my neighbors and it helped me instead too because I sell from it. So that's about me in a nutshell.
Fabulous. Is your garden open to people without disabilities? as well?
I really centered around people with disability because I want to challenge them. I wanted to see that they can do something to help themselves, because a lot of people believe that because they have a stroke or something, they cannot move, they give up. Some of them not working and they feel that is the end of the world. But I want to show them that if they have an interest in gardening, if they have an interest in fashion designing, I am here, I have a school, I can help them reach their goals and do something, you know, do something to be an asset for Barbados and not a liability, where they can have a dignity, have their dignity and be independent. Yes.
So, Veronica, I believe that your children must be extremely proud of you.
Yes, my children, very, very proud. One day, my neighbor asked my daughter how she feels with me being like this. She said, being like what? She said, having this disability. She said, I do not see my mother has the disability.
Fabulous, fabulous. And this is all part of you, the woman with a disability, being able to train your children to appreciate and value you as a woman, as a mother, and then disability is secondary. So I must say hats off to you, Veronica, for the strides that you have made, how you were able to push yourself, motivate yourself to further your education, to honestly determine what pathway you want to take in the future, and of course, being a great mother to your lovely children. And of course, the experience of being a married woman and adjusting to a separation is also part of your own growth. And I say, well done, Veronica. Well done. And thank you for sharing so openly with us that we too can gain strength and learn from you as well. Is there a telephone number that persons can reach you at?
Yes, they can reach me at 848-0903. And the program is The Incubator. I am on Facebook. I should be on Instagram, but I don't send up enough posts, so you might not phone me. You might find me there if you look, but I don't think it is that active, but Facebook is very active. So you can find me on Facebook. And as I told you, my number is 848-0903, The Incubator.
Great. Thank you very much, Veronica. And we look forward to hearing more fantastic news about The Incubator in the near future.
Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Eudalie Wickham-Ashby, and my special guest, Veronica Jones. Remember, you can reach me on 1-246-269-9660 or via Starcom on 1-246-430-7300. You can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. You can check this and past episodes by going to the vob92.9.com website and look for Visions, and voila. So until next week, have a wonderful time. Remember, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Ciao.